You know, we're so sorry over the loss, and a great actor, Michael Clark Duncan. A great human being who passed away over the weekend. And amazingly, his sister has been so gracious enough to call us today and share a little more insight about his life and the times of her great brother. And joining us on the show right now is big sister of Michael Clark Duncan, Miss Judy Duncan. How are you, Miss Judy?
I am satisfactory, family. How are you all?
Hey, how you doing?
We are mourning your loss, as well as millions of other people who are just big fans
of your
brother, the gentle giant, Michael Clark Duncan.
Well, thank you so much, Sybil. You know, I just wanted to let all of his millions and millions of fans know that on behalf of my family, we truly appreciate all the love and the outpouring of flowers and cards and candles that they've put around his home and the calls I've received. It's been overwhelming. And we want them to know that we appreciate them and we send the love right back to them. Thank you all so much, each and every one.
What about your memories of Michael and the good times you all shared growing up?
Okay, well, you know we're from the south side of Chicago.
South side, yes.
South side, right. And we went to William Shakespeare Elementary School.
Did you really?
Right on 46th Street between Greenwood and Woodlawn, right there.
Yeah.
And Michael, I have to say this, and I know he'd probably be laughing about this one, but Michael was not athletic when he was younger. Because, see, what people saw later in life was not there in the Shakespeare years. He was quite small. And, you know, Sybil, kick baseball was a big thing in Chicago.
Right.
And so I was able to just about always be a captain, you know. And so you'd have the two sides and you get to choose who you want on your team.
You didn't pick him.
Okay, well, right, Jay. Well, Michael couldn't catch.
Oh.
And so my mother would always say, now you make sure you get
your brother
in that game. And I'm thinking, oh, lady, I'd like to win. So when it got down to about four people left, I didn't want him to be in the last group. So I had to pick him over perhaps a better player. And so this was his Charlie Brown moment. Because he'd be out in the field, somebody would kick a high archer. And it's coming to him, and I'd be shouting, catch it, Michael, catch it. And he'd be standing there under it, get his arms out, and it would go right down to his toes.
Well, your brother was such a nice person, and I was telling Sybil earlier that I met him over at the Comedy Act Theater, and if you got somebody that was really at the table, Mike didn't have to say anything. He'd just go stand next to the table, and the heckler would stop. And, you know, just be a shadow over your table, and that would be the end of that, man.
Yeah, that's him. He didn't want to do a lot of that physical stuff.
No, he didn't have to.
Right. I remember he was a bodyguard at Shikrik, the club down on South Michigan Avenue in Chicago. And it was closing time, and, you know, you can't take the glass out, you know. And so here's this scrawny little guy with two girls, and so Michael told him, please, sir, you have to leave your drink here. And I paid for this. I'm taking it out. And so Michael told him, sir, you can't do this. And so I was sitting there. And so he said, see, Judy, you know, with his voice, see, Judy, this is how we do this. And so, see, I got part of that.
You got the voice down.
Yeah, I got part of it. It's heredity. It's genetic. He went over to this guy, and he did one of the wrestling sleeper holds. And the guy just slumped to the floor.
That was it.
And Michael politely sat him up in a corner.
Judy, at what age did Michael's voice get so deep?
Yeah, when did that come?
I think it started to change in his 20s, actually.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. It changed, you know, in puberty.
Sure.
But then it really started to get deep in his 20s. And I have a grandson that's 20 years old, and I'm hearing that in him as well.
Wow.
So, yeah. And I just want everybody to also know that Michael's mom, our mom, is still here. Mom is 92.
God bless her.
I had to break the news to her. And I thought, oh, my goodness, she's 92. I don't, you know, don't want her going into cardiac arrest or anything. And my mother is such a spiritual person. She said, well, you know what? We all are going to go that route one day. She said, so what we have to do is thank God for the time that we had with him. That's what we do now.
Wow.
We praise what we had. and remember, we'll see him again. And that was it. She just turned back around and just looked out the window. And I was like, oh, my goodness. And here I was sobbing and
right, and how do I tell my mother she's lost her baby?
Right. So it's like, once again, Mama saved me.